Title: Respace Fundamentals Masterclass Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced drum and bass basslines lesson in Ableton Live, and we're doing it with an arrangement view mindset on purpose. Because here's the big idea. A proper Reese isn't just a cool patch that you loop for 64 bars. A proper Reese is a system. It's sub plus mid plus bus processing, and then it's performed through arrangement choices, automation, phrasing, density changes, transitions, and tiny timing decisions that make the whole drop roll. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a two-layer Reese setup, routed into a bass bus, and arranged into a 16 to 32 bar phrase that actually feels like a modern roller. It moves, it growls, it sits with the kick, and it stays solid in mono. Let's build it. First, set up the project like a track, not like an 8-bar loop you swear you'll arrange later. Set your tempo to 172 to 175 BPM. Pick one and commit. Now go to Arrangement View and Drop Locators. Give yourself an intro, a drop, a break, and optionally a second drop. Something like, intro up to bar 17, drop 17 to 49, break 49 to 65, and drop 2 from 65 onward. Don't overthink the exact bars. The point is, you're giving your bassline a future. Now create your tracks. Make a MIDI track called SUB. Make a MIDI track called Reese MID. Then make a bass bus. Easiest way is to group the two bass tracks and call the group bass bus. Also create a kick track or a simple drum loop. Even a basic kick and snare is enough. Quick coach note. Build your Reese while hearing it against the drums immediately. In drum and bass, the bass is not under the drums. It's interlocked with the drums. If you design the bass in silence, you'll end up with something that sounds huge solo and confusing in the mix. Now write the bassline skeleton. We're starting with intention before sound design. On the Reese MID track, create a MIDI clip in your drop section. Make it 16 bars long. Use an 8-note or 16th note grid. Choose a key like F minor or G minor. Classic DNB-friendly ranges. Write a rolling pattern that's not overly busy. Think mostly root note, and then occasional movement to the flat third, the fourth, or the fifth, and leave space for the kick hits. If your bass is constantly talking, your drums can't punch. Here's a simple phrasing concept. Bars 1 to 2, steady offbeat stabs. Bars 3 to 4, add a quicker run into the end of the phrase. Then repeat that, but change something every 4 bars so it doesn't feel copy-paste. Once that's in, duplicate that MIDI clip to the SUB track. We'll refine octaves and ranges in a minute, but for now you want the same rhythm, so the layers feel like one instrument. Now do an arrangement move right away. Duplicate your 16 bars to make a 32-bar drop, and label it mentally. Bars 1 to 8 is A. Bars 9 to 16 is A with variation. Bars 17 to 24 is B. And bars 25 to 32 is the return with fills. Even if your notes barely change, your planning energy changes. That's the cheat code. Now we build the Reese MID sound. On Reese MID, load Ableton Wave Editable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw, oscillator 2 to a saw. Detune them, one around minus 12 cents, the other plus 12 cents. Then add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the unison amount moderate, maybe 20 to 40%. Add a bit of stereo, but don't go crazy. Reese width is seductive, but wide low end is where mixes go to die. Turn on the filter in Wavedable. Choose a low pass 24 if you want smooth control, or something with more bite if you want aggression. Set cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 HC as a starting point, because we're going to automate it. Add a touch of resonance, and only a small amount of drive. Now set the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere 300 to 800 milliseconds. Sustain moderate, not full. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. You want it to roll, but you don't want it to smear across every drum hit. Now movement. This is core Reese behavior. The phasing, the drift, the live feeling. Add LFO1 and map it very subtly to oscillator fine pitch. Slow rate, like 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. Tiny amount, like 2 to 6 cents. That's a drift, not a wobble. Then add LFO2 to filter a cutoff, sync to half a bar or one bar. Again, subtle. The goal is motion you feel, not motion that distracts. Now build the sub. This is where your whole drop either hits or it doesn't. On the SUB track, load operator. Use a simple algorithm with only oscillator A. Set oscillator at a sine. If you want the sub to translate more on small speakers, you can try triangle, but start with sine for clean. Set the envelope. Attack at 0. Decay 300 to 800 milliseconds. Sustain depending on your pattern and release 80 to 150 milliseconds. We want consistent weight. Now here's the discipline. keep the sub fundamentals usually living around 40 to 80 HC. If your MIDI pattern goes higher, don't force the sub to follow it up into low mids. Instead, transpose the sub down an octave while the mid layer handles the melodic information. Use clip transpose minus 12 semitones or a pitch device and make it mono immediately. Put utility on the sub track. Set width to 0%. Done. No debate. Sub is a pillar. Now we separate roles with processing. On the Resim ID chain, put EQ 8 first. High pass it around 80 to 120 HC, fairly steep. That's you making space for the sub layer. If it's muddy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 HC, just a couple dB. Don't scoop the life out of it, just control the boxiness. Next, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. And please trim the output. Don't let distortion fool you into thinking louder is better. Keep the level comparable so you can actually judge tone. Then add auto filter. Low pass or band pass, depending on taste. This will become an arrangement tool, not just sound design. Optionally add chorus ensemble, but very lightly. Remember, we're going to manage width with utility. Then add utility on the Resim ID and set width somewhere around 70 to 100% as a starting point. And use bass mono and utility, set it around 120 to 160 HC. This is important, you can have width, but keep the dangerous low area controlled. On the sub chain, keep it minimal. EQ 8 with a gentle low pass around 120 to 180 HC. You can add a tiny bit of saturator drive, like 1 to 3 dB, just to give harmonics for translation. But keep it clean. Now create the bass bus behavior. If you group the two tracks, process the group. If you routed, process the bus track. First, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or about 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then, yes, drum bus on bass, carefully. Drive maybe 2 to 8. Keep boom off most of the time, because we already have a dedicated sub. Use damp to tame fizz if the top is getting too crispy. Then EQ 8 for gentle shaping. Watch 250 to 500 HC buildup, because restacks love to pile up there. Now sidechain. Put a compressor on the bass bus. Set sidechain on. Audio from your kick. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Fast attack like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set the threshold, so you get about 2 to 6 dB reduction on kick hits. And here's the teacher tip. Release time is groove. If the bass feels like it's gasping, your release is wrong. If it feels like it never recovers, release is too long. If it clicks or feels too choppy, release might be too short. Tune it like you tune a drum. Optional move. If your snare is enormous, you can also do a gentle snare sidechain or automate ducking only in moments where the snare needs that extra space. Don't automatically duck everything for the snare. Use it like seasoning. Now we turn a sound into a performance using arrangement view. This is where the advanced part really lives. Start with an 8-bar macro movement. Automate filter cutoff on the Resim ID so it gradually opens across 8 bars, then resets. Automate saturator drive so it pushes an extra 1 to 3 dB in bars 7 and 8, giving that pre-fill aggression. Automate utility width. Narrower when the rhythm is busy, wider when there's space. That's stereo discipline. Wide all the time is the same as wide none of the time. Now create call and response. Duplicate your 8-bar phrase to create bars 9 to 16. In bars 13 to 16, remove a few notes. Give the drums some air. Then add a short answer note at the end of every 2 bars, slightly higher in pitch. This is a classic DNB trick. You're not rewriting the whole bass line. You're giving the listener a conversation. Now micro edits. This is the roller glue. In arrangement view, zoom in and chop a couple of bass notes slightly shorter, like 10 to 30 milliseconds earlier, right before a kick so the kick hits clean. Then add a small 1/16 pickup note into a transition. Also use velocity creatively, even on a synth. Velocity can be variation. In Waveatable, map velocity to filter cutoff slightly. Now your MIDI performance has dynamics, not just notes. And coach note, automate density, not just cutoff. If the only thing you do is open and close a filter, the bass can feel like it's doing one trick. Density changes like muting one note, shortening tails for 1 bar, or adding a temporary octave jump for 1-bar read as arrangement. They sound expensive. Now transitions. At the end of a phrase, automate your filter to close rapidly like a DJ choke, right before a section change. Add echo on the Resim ID only. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. feedback 10 to 25%, and filter the echo so it's not dumping low-end, high-pass around 200 Hz, low-pass around 3 to 6K. Automate dry slash wet up only for the transition tail. The echo should appear, do the job, and get out. Now let's do the advanced groove coaching that most people skip. Timing and note off points. First, build the reese around the kick's timing, not just the side chain. In arrangement view, nudge a few bass notes 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Not all of them, just a couple, especially in the pocket moments, so the kick feels like it's pulling the bass forward. Then, right before a fill or a phrase end, nudge a couple notes 5 to 10 milliseconds early to create urgency. This is micro placement, and it's a huge part of that rolling, forward motion. Second, use sub-length as groove control. If it feels smeary, don't shorten everything. Shorten only the sub-notes that overlap the snare, usually beats 2 and 4. Let the sustain live where it feels good, and clear it where the drums need space. You'll be shocked how much louder and cleaner the drop feels without changing any levels. Third, do a low-end truth check at low monitoring volume. Turn your speakers down until the sub is barely audible. If the groove disappears, your sub is too variable or your mid layer is doing too much below about 200 Hz, fix the arrangement first. Rests, note lengths, overlaps, then eck. Also, gain stage your reese mid like it's a vocal. Before distortion, get your input consistent. Use utility or wave eatables output to keep peaks controlled so saturator and drum bus react predictably. That's how you get repeatable aggression across sections, instead of distortion that changes character every time the MIDI hits differently. Now phase and mono checks, because reese can destroy mono if you're careless. On the bass bus, temporarily put utility and toggle mono. If the bass collapses or disappears, you've got too much stereo in the wrong place. Fix it by reducing unison, reducing stereo width, or increasing bass mono crossover on the reese mid utility to like 150 or even 200 Hz. Use spectrum on the sub and the bass bus. You want the sub fundamental stable, not jumping around wildly. If the low end feels hollow, it's usually one of three things: too much unison width, the mid layer still has too much low content, or the sub notes are too long and masking the kick and snare. Solve those before you touch mastering type tools. This audio version is shortened for playback.